So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus. Lord Jesus, you reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We honor you today. You are the one. You are the one who has spoken to us in these last days. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending Jesus, the heir of all things, creator of all things, the radiance of the glory of the unseen God, the exact representation of his nature. Lord Jesus, you uphold all things by the word of your power. You have made sacrifice for sin, and you have ascended to heaven, and you reign. You reign as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our great high priest. And so today we honor you. You reign. May you reign in our lives, Lord. May there be a difference because we call you Lord and we allow you to reign in our life. And may the Holy Spirit of God move among us today. May we hear what you have to say to us. In Jesus' name we pray, you reign. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. I'm Pastor Mike. If you're here with us this morning as a guest, hope you come by and say hello to my wife, Pat, and I, and some of our other pastors. We'd love to meet you. If you have your Bible, find your place in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, back toward the back of your New Testament, Hebrews chapter 4. We've been talking these days about the importance of a very important biblical truth. It's here on the screen. Just as I am, I come. I come to Jesus. I come to the Lord for all kinds of things. A few weeks ago, we talked about what Jesus said. He said it in a crowd on one of the great feast days. He said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Just as I am, I come thirsty to the Lord. Thirst on the inside. Thirst for satisfaction. Thirst that cannot be given to me in any other relationships or any other experiences. Thirst deep inside of us. A sense and desire for something that will satisfy us permanently. Jesus said, if you want that, you come to me and believe in me and I will satisfy you. We talked a couple of weeks ago about Jesus also saying, if you come weary, anybody here weary, not just because you lack sleep, but on the inside there is a weariness in your mind and in your heart and just mentally and emotionally, you're not where you ought to be. You're carrying burdens and griefs and struggles and you have sadness in your life from experiences that have come in your life and the lives of others. You're weary. Jesus said, if you're weary, come to me and I'll give you rest. A rest that's better than a good night's sleep. It's rest on the inside. It's rest from mental struggles and all of that torture that goes on in your mind. If you come to Jesus and believe in him, he'll give you rest. And today, we talk about the importance of coming to Jesus in prayer. And this is very important now. Where do you go when you've got a bag full of needs? Who do you talk to who can really give you, who can really provide for you a solution for your needs? It's not your neighbor, it's not your family. It's not your friends. It's not a new job. It's coming to the Lord in prayer. And so these words we're going to read today are very important for us. They're given to us from a very familiar passage as Paul is speaking to these Jewish Christians who were having a hard time following Jesus. They were experiencing persecution. And people were making fun of them for being a believer. And so he was challenging them to hold on, be strong and be confident and believe. But then he comes to talk about the importance of going to the Lord and speaking to him in prayer about our needs. And so that's what I want us to look at today. So I'd like for you to stand now and honor the reading of God's word. And we'll begin reading in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Drawing some conclusions now, and so therefore is the word that's used. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, and this is the focus today, verse number 16, therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Heavenly Father, as we stand before you hearing God's word and our copy of God's word before us open, we read these words. May we learn to be doers of your word, not hearers only, fooling ourselves. May we come today to understand that the bag of needs that we carry with us can only be satisfied as we come to you and present our needs to you in prayer and trust you with them. And there we find your mercy and we discover your grace to help us in just the right time. Bless all of my dear friends who are here today, and may we hear your word today. May my words honor Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Now, while you're seated, Hebrews chapter 4, there are several therefore, several conclusions being drawn in this chapter. By the way, if you're not involved in a Bible study, Wednesday nights I'm studying, teaching through the book of Hebrews in this room on Wednesday nights. I'd love for you to come be with us, and you can learn a little bit more. Hebrews chapter 1, chapter 4, verse 1, therefore let us fear if while a promise remains of entering God's rest, we may fall short of it. Jesus said, come to me and I'll give you rest. But some won't come to Jesus and rest. They live in their turmoil. Verse 6, therefore, since it remains for some to enter it, that is rest, those who formerly had good news preached to them failed to enter because of disobedience. You can hear the good news, just like I'm going to share with you today, but if you're disobedient and you choose not to believe in Jesus, you won't have rest. And then we read in verse number 11, therefore be diligent to enter that rest. Whatever else you're busy about doing, make sure that you experience the rest of God. Some of you are spinning in your minds, living in absolute torture in your minds, worry, anxiety, fear, frets. You need rest. It only comes when you believe in Jesus. Be diligent to enter that rest so that no one will fall through following the same example as the children of Israel in the wilderness who would not believe. And then we come to that therefore. We read in verse 14, therefore, why can we rest? Because we have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, who has passed through the heavens beyond all of the galaxies. Oh, the satellites keep showing us more and more of the heavens that have been created by the hand of the Lord Jesus. And beyond that, there is a place beyond time and space and the galaxies, an eternal place. Jesus ascended from this time of this world of time and space, and he went to the eternal place. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, hold on to your confession. When you go to school, you tell somebody you follow Jesus. When you go to work and you stand up and say, I follow Jesus, hold on, because Jesus is alive today, ascended to heaven. You have a great high priest. So therefore, verse 16, draw near with confidence to the throne of grace. I want to take just a moment in this short time we have, and I want to point out some things. I'm going to leave the verse here on the screen for a moment, or you keep your Bible open. I want to point out the flow of verse 16. It is very important for us. Oh, friend, listen, you brought your needs in here today. People have said to me oftentimes, Pastor Mike, what am I going to do about this? And they'll talk about some heavy, heavy burden or need. And my question is, Have you prayed about it? Have you talked to the Lord about it? Have you talked to everybody else, but you haven't talked with the Lord about it? Praying and speaking with the Lord with confidence and freedom brings help when you need it most. So we read these words, let us draw near with confidence. Draw near with confidence where? To the throne of grace. Why? So that we may, notice, we receive first when we draw near in prayer. This is describing praying here. When I draw near to God in confidence to the throne of grace, I cannot see the throne of grace. My praying is an act of faith. I get before the Lord. I prepare my mind and I draw near with confidence to the throne of grace and I receive. Did you see this? Look at the order. You receive mercy. And you find, this Greek word find means eureka. It's the word eureka. You discover grace to help in time of need. Now, I want to make three observations about these words very simply. When I pray and when I draw close to God with my bag of needs that I'm dragging around, carrying like a backpack on my back, burdened and beaten down, can't find anybody to help me, don't know what to do about all the circumstance and situation I'm going through, carrying these heavy needs because there is a great high priest, the Lord Jesus, who is alive today, your living Lord and Savior, who is your high priest representative before God, not only the priest but the sacrifice. He is the one who is there in that special place beyond time and space, and now I have the chance to speak to Him about my needs. So I want to point out these three things, and I've really struggled to make sure that my words make sense and give some help to this very important verse. Number one, I come with confidence in prayer with my needs to a gracious God. See, that's what we do when we pray. What did Jesus say? He said, when you pray, I'm not being critical and I'm not fussing and I'm not trying to be silly. I'm simply asking, did you bother to pray this morning? Have you spoken with the Lord at all today? Spoken with everybody else? No time to pray. Good book was written a few years ago by a pastor, says, too busy not to pray. That's the way it is. Have so many things going in our lives, so many things we're doing. We love this whole idea that we can pray, but praying takes time. I come just as I am with all of my needs. I come with confidence in prayer. So I want you to look at this first few words. I'm going to take them apart for a moment because they're important. First of all, when I pray, I draw near to God. James 4:8 says, draw near to God, He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. The idea is, as I draw near to God and I confess my sins and I cleanse and I'm prepared to meet God in prayer, He meets me. There is something special that happens when Jesus said, when you pray, go to your place, shut the door, pray to your heavenly Father in secret, and your Father who hears you in secret will reward you openly. There's something powerfully spiritual when you get alone and you draw near to God. But you know what I find? A lot of people don't draw near to God and pray. You know why? Because they're mad at God. I've discovered this in my relationships with other people. You know, if you're mad at somebody, you don't get around those people. You don't draw near them. You don't get close to them. You separate yourself from them. And in the midst of a world, we carry these needs. I'm talking about needs that are not wants that we try to turn into needs. I'm talking about this heavy set of things we carry in our lives, this bag of needs that only God can fix. whether they're emotional, spiritual, whether they're in our family. Jesus said, when you pray, draw near, talk to the Lord. Draw near, and notice it says, draw near with confidence. Now the word confidence is really, sometimes the Bible says boldness. Your translation of the Bible may read boldness. The Greek word actually has the idea of freedom of speech. Are you listening? Don't drift away. Don't be distracted. When I go before the Lord and I draw near before God and I get in that quiet place by myself to pray, I've brought all my needs with me. Just as I am, I've come to pray another day and I've got needs that cannot be met. And I come just as I am with these needs. And you know what I do? I draw near with confidence. But that's a little bit misreading. The idea is I draw near with free speech. You start telling the Lord how you really feel. Now everyone, you know, people say to me sometimes, Pastor Mike, I don't know how to pray. You really do know how to pray. You really do know how to pray. Here's how you can pray. When you get with your dearest friend and you talk to your dearest friend about things in your life that you're troubled about, you lay it all out there. You just pour it out there. You lay it out. You complain, you gripe, you bellyache, you wish, you say, you speak freely to your friend. That's how you pray. You don't need me to give you certain words. There's not a magical set of words. No, you draw near, you go by yourself. Oh, Pastor Mike, I got all these needs. What do I do? God, good question. Go by yourself. Shut all the doors. Turn off the TV and your phones. And go to a special place and just bow and recognize you are in the presence of God. He meets you as you draw near to Him. And listen, then you just talk freely with God, telling Him how you feel. Draw near, speaking freely, speaking, lay it all out. Put it all out there. The Bible says Moses used to speak with God, friend with friend, like a friend to a friend. That's the way you pray. You speak to your Heavenly Father in secret about these heavy needs you carry on your back you can't break. You can't satisfy them. You see, when it's a real need, we discover that only God can help us. We draw near, follow the verse, let us draw near, speaking freely to the throne of grace. There's a gracious God who cares. Oh, for all of us who've come to know Jesus, no longer does judgment stand before us, but now we have a gracious God. His favor is shown to us. His favor saved us. His favor keeps us saved. His favor delivers us. His favor blesses us. His favor, we're going to see in just a moment, helps us. So number one, I come with confidence in prayer with my needs to a gracious God. And some of you today, more than talking to anybody else about what's burdening you, you need to get alone by yourself and you need to talk. You need to draw near to God. Trust God with your greatest needs. Secondly, I receive mercy. When I pray and I draw near and I speak freely with God, carrying my burdens in my needs, I receive something when I come in prayer. And this is so wonderful. I receive mercy. Mercy. Do you see it here? Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy. I meant to say this earlier as I was talking about prayer. Prayer is the place where time and eternity meet. We speak to God, drawing near to Him on a certain day at a certain time. But the Lord Jesus is there in an eternal place above time and space. But time and eternity meet in prayer. And God meets us. He draws near to us in our time of need. And when I pray, the first thing I receive is mercy. That means the Lord looks upon me as a helpless one and He chooses out of mercy to help a helpless one. So we read it earlier, therefore, since we have a high priest who's passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, and then we read, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with us. Look, here's the point of that. Jesus knows how you feel. Any of you ever feel like somebody turned on you and betrayed you? You think Jesus knows anything about that? Anybody ever been treated harshly and been treated mean? You think Jesus knows anything about that? You think you've ever had anybody talk behind your back and try to bully you and try to take advantage of you? You think Jesus knows anything about that? Of course He does. I draw near and speak freely about what's going on. And I'm at the throne of grace, and in that moment of time, look, this is important. I'm asking God to do something, but He's giving me something else. I receive mercy as a helpless one. The hardest thing for us in the world in which we live is to confess that we're helpless. We don't like being helpless people. We're going to take care of it ourselves. We don't need anybody else to help us. We don't like to confess our helplessness, but until we admit our helplessness and draw near to God, what's it going to take to get you to pray, friend? Draw near with confidence to the throne of grace and you receive mercy. I want you to look at something for a moment in your Bible. If you have your Bible open, and I want you to look over in Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, there's a story of Jesus showing mercy to an absolutely pitiful, helpless man. We read these words about this pitiful blind man and we think it's a great story about the blind man, but I'm talking to all of us, including myself. I'm as pitifully helpless as this blind man I want you to read about here. Listen to this. As Jesus was approaching Jericho, this is Luke 18:35, or you can just listen. As Jesus was approaching Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the road begging. Been doing this all of his life. It's all he knew to do. It's all he knew was blindness. He knew he had a need. He was blind, but he couldn't find anybody to help him. Now, hearing a great crowd going by, he began to inquire, what was the noise? What is this sound? And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, and he called out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. 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 He continued to cry out. Finally, those who led the way were telling him to be quiet, but he kept crying out more, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And then we read these wonderful, glorious words. You see, he was drawing near. He was calling out. He was speaking freely to Jesus. And the Bible says Jesus stopped. There were a whole lot of people screaming and yelling at Jesus. This was chaos. You got to put it in your mind's eye. This is a dusty old road in the first century. It's noisy, it's loud, you got animals running everywhere, kids all over the place, it's mass chaos. Jesus is passing through, and you've got this blind man. His screams for mercy stop Jesus. And he commanded that the blind, helpless, pitiful man be brought to him. And then we read these wonderful words. I'm giving you these words because this is what it's like when you speak to the Lord in your helplessness. Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" When you meet the Lord with your bag of needs, with that backpack filled that's got you bent over and broken in your helplessness, and you draw near with free speech and tell the Lord what you're doing, He stops and He says, listen, what do you want me to do for you? Just like He said to blind Bartimaeus. And blind Bartimaeus said, I want to see. And he saw. So when I come with my needs, I come confidently to the throne of grace. I come confidently in prayer with my needs to a gracious God. Not a God who's mad at me, not a God who's trying to be critical of me, not a God who's accusing me, but a gracious God. And I receive mercy in my needs from a gracious God. But one last thing, I need you to hear this. I'll be quick, but this one is very important. Number three, I find perfectly timed help for my needs from a gracious God. Now, this is really important. Sometimes we pray and it's almost like this. Now, Lord, here's my list. Good morning, Lord. I've got about six things I need to cover with you, Lord. And I'd really like you to keep this schedule. Number one, I need this done by 6 a.m. Number two, I got all the family coming over and I really need this to happen by next Wednesday. I'm not being silly. It's the way we pray. But you see, I'm not the one who knows best how to answer the timing of meeting my need. Well, this is really important. Only the Lord knows how and when He will meet the need. Grace helps meet our needs. Let me read this. In fact, I'm not going to get technical, but remember, let me remind you this morning. We read an English translation of the Bible written from the Greek language. So we read the translation, and our translators of our Bibles did a wonderful job, and we read these words, but sometimes they don't come out as clear. Let me read this. Let me read this as it would read in a Greek Bible. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and, listen, find grace well-timed to help. Grace well-timed to help. I sought the Lord and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34. If you take the time and read through Psalm 34, the psalmist is mentioning all kinds of circumstances that happened in his life. And then he says, and he puts this refrain on each of the examples. I sought the Lord and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Draw near to God with confidence to the throne of grace that you may receive mercy and discover something. God's perfect timing to help you with your needs. Now, if you still have your Bible open, and we were looking in Luke 18, in Luke 19, we have an example of God's perfect timing in a man's life. It's the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, you know Zacchaeus. I learned it a long time ago. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree just to see what he could see. I went to preschool. I know the song. And this wee little man was a lying criminal, thief, stealing from everybody in town, taking their money. Jesus was passing by. He was so little he couldn't see, gets up in the tree, and lo and behold, we read these words, that as he's up in the tree on this special day, well-timed grace came to Zacchaeus. Are you listening to me? Well-timed grace. He wasn't even expecting it. It's like some of you have come to church today. You came for whatever reason, but you weren't expecting what you're feeling right now. You weren't expecting what you're going through right now. All of a sudden, something's stirring in your mind. Yeah, that's what the Holy Spirit does. When we honor Jesus, when we get around the Bible, it starts affecting us. Zacchaeus is up in the tree, and lo and behold, we read these words. Jesus stops at the tree and says, says, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house. He goes to his house. Zacchaeus repents as he meets Jesus. And then Jesus says these words in verse number 9, today salvation has come to your house. Let us draw near with free speech to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and that we may experience perfectly timed grace to help us with our needs. Oh Lord, I need this to happen today, but the Lord knows when you really need it to happen. Oh Lord, how many years do I have to go through this? Only the Lord knows how to do it. So you draw near. You draw near. You don't get mad. You know how some people say, well, I tried to pray and it didn't work for me. No, what does that mean? What it means is I prayed the way I thought it ought to be done, ordering God around like he was the servant, and he didn't do it the way I wanted, so I'm mad. I'm not talking to God anymore. No, you're carrying a burden of needs, my friend, and you have no solution. You're carrying a burden of needs, and it's affecting the way you think. You're carrying a burden of needs. It's affecting all your relationships. You're carrying just as you are. You're carrying all this set of needs, and you can't find a solution. So draw near to God. Speak freely about how you feel. Tell him why. Why, Lord, don't you do anything? Why can't you help me? Why won't you? You speak to him freely because it's a throne of grace and the Lord Jesus knows how you feel, and all of a sudden you'll find mercy. The Lord will show mercy to you and he will give you, he will help you discover, he will help you discover the perfect timing to meet the need. That's what happens when we come just as we are with our needs and speak with Jesus. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the opportunity we have to be in this place together. And Lord, all of us as needy people come with some heavy things in our lives. We finally get so tired of it. But we worry about it every day. We're fearful about it. It drives and controls our lives. But we won't come put those burdens before you. We resist. Lord, may my friends here today hear the words. Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace perfectly timed to meet our need. I pray for my friends here this morning, Lord, as I prayed for all the dear people who've come all day. We come needy and broken before you. So for some of us today, we admit it. We're broken. We're needy. We don't know where to go. We have no hope. So maybe today, Lord, you draw them. And they draw near. Just right now while we pray, they're drawing near to you. Friend, right now as you pray, draw near to God. In your mind, speak with him freely about how you feel. Tell it to Jesus. Tell him how you feel at this moment. He'll show you mercy just like he showed blind Bartimaeus. He'll help you understand how he's going to work things out according to his own purpose for you. Perhaps you're here this morning and you need to make a public decision. You need to be saved. You need to come to Jesus. Some of our students and others have prayed and received Christ, but you've not come and told the church. You need to come and tell the church, I've prayed to receive Christ, and then follow the Lord in baptism as a disciple. Others need to come and join this church. A couple joined the last hour. Be a part of this family of believers. Others need to make personal choices about our burdens and pray. Well, let's stand to our feet. And as we're standing in an attitude of prayer, we're going to sing this old song and we invite you to come. Our pastors will be here at the front. If you need to come publicly today, anywhere, balcony or below, come on, you're among friends.